And devils went out from many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's stational church is that of Saint Cosmas and Damian, and that's why these two holy brothers are mentioned in the Mass, and we have their picture in our shrine. And the reason, most likely, why this passage or these saints were chosen for stational was that today we read in the Gospel the great miraculous cures which our Lord did, expelling demons and showing everyone that He is master both of the demons and the bodily ailments. And during the early centuries in Rome, it was customary for every sick person to make a pilgrimage to the Church of Cosmas and Damian, because there were so many great miraculous cures occurring in the tomb of those two holy brothers. Today's Gospel is once again the great reminder of us about the power of our Lord, but it's also a warning, an exhortation, how we should keep up with our good friendship with our Lord by prayer. Not only that we show to our Lord that He is our master and our friend, but also to drive away the temptations and the source of many of those temptations, the devil. Because it is true that devil hates and envies every single man, and he does all he can to injure him. Most of all, he would like every man to perish without the mercy of God and spending an eternity without seeing Him, because he knows that that is the fate which is reserved to him as well. And before our Lord was born into this world, the devil had already gained a great power over men, especially over those who worshipped idols. And then our blessed Redeemer came to conquer him and to mess up his plans, saying that all your work is vain, because I am the master and victor over all your works. And even though devil knows that he fights for the lost cause, we should always guard ourselves and against his temptations by prayer, by asking God to give us strength and endurance to stand firm both against the allurements of the world and the temptations of the devil, because we know we can overcome all of the obstacles which hinder our salvation if we will only ask Him for it, if we only pray to our Lord and ask, please deliver us from evil. He will do that. And what is in today's world and among our works, among our hobbies, among our difficulties of lives, it's so easy to get distracted, weary, and maybe even experience dryness in our prayer life. But should the devil prevail over us in this way, we must never give up, but like those true faithful who flocked to the tomb of Saints Cosmas and Damian, that they would be healed from their sickness, we too must always return to prayer, pray even harder, and be confident for our Heavenly Father that if we only ask for, ask Him, all of our enemies will vanish, and our victory together with our Master is certain. To demonstrate the power of this prayer of a Christian soul, I tell you the story of Saint Edmund, who was a martyr king in England in the 9th century. In his eagerness for prayer, St. Edmund retired for a whole year to his royal tower and learned the whole Psalter by heart, so that he might afterwards recite it regularly. And St. Edmund loved to do meditation and prayer every single day, and he chose for his subject the sorrowful passion of our dear Lord. But it happened one day that, being a busy king as he was, St. Edmund was absorbed in his studies and in important royal businesses, and he omitted his usual meditation of the Passion. And as he was on then about to retire to his bed for the night, St. Edmund saw a demon before him, taking various frightful and scary shapes. The king at once raised his right hand in order to arm himself with the sign of the cross, but the demon seized his hand and hindered him from completing the sign of cross, which is so powerful against all the demons. St. Edmund then lifted up his left hand, that at least he might sign himself with that, but the devil seized the left hand also and held him tight, so he couldn't move. St. Edmund, seeing himself thus disarmed, had then recourse to the weapon of prayer against his assailant, and the demon was now unable to resist this, and being exhausted and beaten, the demon fell between the bed and the wall. Then St. Edmund, perceiving his advantage, began himself to attack his opponent. He laid hold on the demon, grasped him by the throat, and said, "I command thee, by the blood of Jesus Christ, to tell me with what weapon I may do thee most injury and restrain thy power the most." And the demon made answer that this weapon was precisely that precious blood by which he had been adjured, and the wicked one had already shown by his acts how very true this was, because as St. Edmund had omitted his usual meditation on blood and passion of our Redeemer that same morning, this evil fiend was encouraged to assail him so fiercely. Dear children, and even though you might not face such hard attacks from the evil one, the lesson still remains that in order to strengthen ourselves in the warfare against our troubles, against the demons, against the temptations, and against our own evil inclination, prayer is the most necessary and the most powerful weapon to do that. By the power of our Lord, the demons in today's Gospel shouted that "Thou art the Son of God." When you have recourse to our Lord and Master in your prayer, no harm can happen to you. If you face temporal difficulties or troubles in this life, by God's will, the more beautiful and the more firm and trustworthy will be your eternal reward in heaven, and you gain yourself more graces every time you pray. So ask yourself during this Lent that, are you prompt in getting up in the morning to meet your God and thank Him for the new day, and prepare to do your duties of the day well? Or do your parents have to call you up several times before you finally rise to fulfill your duties? Prize the golden hours of the morning, because morning is the most efficient time for prayers, and thank Lord for the new day that he has given you as to live. And also remember to ask yourself, do you say your morning prayers devoutly every day? And do you make good resolutions when you say them? Always begin the day with God, and your whole day will not be spent without him. But you also may truly know that every single day of your life is a gift from God, and that has been made by the Son of God, who has redeemed you with his precious blood on the cross. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.